one halakha in the laws of Birkat HaMazon. There is a understanding that Birkat HaMazon in certain situations can be a beracha that's from the Torah, mitzvah de'oraita. And therefore, one should be dressed properly when it comes to the making of the Birkat HaMazon. Similarly, when a person prays, he should be dressed in a proper way. So Hacham ben Sion, in order to Yon Bet, he says that one shouldn't say the Birkat HaMazon when he's wearing his pajamas. He should get fully dressed in order to make the Birkat HaMazon. Shlomo Zalman Oibach said the same thing, that he shouldn't make it in a bathrobe unless he's sick or bedridden. In that case, he would put a robe over the pajamas in order to show an extra kavod.
Hashivut.
So then Chacham ben Sion adds that sometimes people spend a day at the beach and they have lunch, they have a picnic, whatever it is. So he writes that he must be dressed in regular clothes when reciting Birkat HaMazon, that he should not make the Birkat HaMazon in the bathing suits. And some say that even the Me'ain Shalosh. But again, of course, a person is not going to not make Birkat HaMazon just because he didn't bring a pair of pants with him to the beach and a shirt. Of course, he has to make it nonetheless. But I'm just showing you how far the Hakamim went in the kavod of the Birkat HaMazon, that they don't want you to make it in shorts. Just like nobody would pray the Amidah in shorts. And you'd figure out a way to have pants and a shirt of kavod. So the same thing when it comes to the Birkat HaMazon. Could be even more, because tefillah can be the Rabbanan. The Amidah itself. But the Birkat HaMazon is the Oraita. That's even more severe. Hakam Avraham himself writes, Ra'ui lakpid b'sh'at kriyat shema utfilah v'kosh kem Birkat HaMazon lachmosh kova. Some even wear a hat during the Birkat HaMazon. Okay, for those that are hat wearers, then it's a good time to take out the hat for the Birkat HaMazon. Or then he says, or lechol apachot, kippah mechaseh et rov harosh, or a kippah that at least covers the majority of the head. So again, that's a halakha that shows us the importance of the hashivut, of the garb that has to be worn for the Birkat HaMazon.